to him, because the trouble is that people who have criticisms feel scared or something of saying, you know, what they feel, or if you feel that he should take a different tact. I think he's weighed all these things. I frankly believe he's, you know, weighed all these things, and that he's doing the most courageous thing, because I know he's not afraid of anything.
No, I agree with
that. But the thing is, I think he's weighed these things, and he probably could explain why, or, you know, he's doing what he's doing. And I think he'd be glad to go anything that would help mankind. I think there's reasons, you know, for doing certain things at certain times and stuff like that, for the benefit of the most, to most benefit to the most people, you know.
Yeah, but do you see my point?
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree with it or
the
not.
The only thing is that I don't know that everybody who runs for office does that much for mankind. Because I think
they're making an effort. I don't agree with a lot of them. A lot of them are in it for the money and the prestige. But, you know, the new characters have to come in and take their places and show them.
I've never seen anyone in office that's done as much as Jim without office. I've never seen anyone who's brought people to the sensitivities or put as much effort. If he had to go campaigning and all that he'd have to do, and he'd have to have millions of dollars behind him, because you can't win without money.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
And he'd have to court, in order to get millions of dollars, he'd have to court people that he would have to compromise his views.
Sure,
you know?
He would. And I mean, he would have to, you know, kiss ass in some ways. Like, you know, we have to kiss ass, you know, with the disciples of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
But he doesn't kiss ass. He's told them just where he stands.
Right. Well, some places,
and they've
like
accepted.
Now, we're just, you know, sometimes you just have to tell them where you stand.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing is, I think you should tell them. I frankly feel that he'd like to hear what you feel about that. But, I mean, I'm not saying you have to come and talk to him. The only thing
no,
is
I
that...
No, I will come and talk to him. I will.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not uptight about not coming to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Because I will.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I can come next week and talk about it.
Good. That'd be good. The only thing I feel, you know, I just haven't found... I mean, you said that you could do something individually. I find that I...
I don't mean on a massive scale. I mean in, like, everyday practice.
Yeah, but...
Like, you know, like, if I work at a hospital. And, like, I do more work than any other nurse's aide there, because
sure.
I care about those people.
I know, I'm sure you do.
You know,
I believe that.
Saying, like, in everyday practice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a social worker, and I know what you mean, because I try to do the same. But I notice that for all the little kindnesses I do, people go back in the same deprivation, the same confusion, the same insanity. I may get my ego built up to think I do something.
Yeah.
But really, Jeanette, if you face it, they go back into the same insanity, the same persecutions. And what does your kindness mean, you know? Can you change their housing? Can you change the fact that their babies may never get a proper education?
Or it's a process. This, you know, like this, you know, like here in the United States, you know, it's going to take a while, I think.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's going to be in like next year.
I don't either.
I think it's going to be a long time.
But the temple has been able to educate people on a large scale, or help people on a large scale.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
On a large, in a large scale in comparison to small groups, yeah.
Or in comparison, like, with an individual thing. I mean, like, on your own, you know what frustrates me as a social worker? After a while, seeing person after person and case after case that I realize I can do nothing for, it makes me feel a terrible pain, you know? And I think that after a while, what you'll feel is desperation because, you know, with the economic situation, it's going to get so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what I think is you're going to want to have camaraderie with other people who are struggling with the problem.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to be lonely because out there, if you try to do as much as you can and not get bitter, some people can't do anything and they get bitter, you know what I mean? But if you really keep trying, which I believe you will, I think you're going to feel desperate after a while because you can do very little. And if you think about all that Jim has planned, you know, for people, a place of refuge and stuff like that. It's so beautiful that...
Yeah, but how many people are going to be... Linda, you know, like,
thousands,
realistically, how many people
anyone
are
who
be
wants
able to
go
there?
Anyone who wants to.
Huh?
Anybody who wants to.
Are you for... Are
he
you
has
real?
gone... Yeah.
I mean, like,
no,
I
for
thought
sure.
It was only like a few people are going
to
go.
No,
over
no.
There.
He said that anyone who wants to go, but he said many people may not be willing to go because they're too hung up on, you know what I mean?
What about like right now? Who can go right now?
Anybody who wants to. Thousands.
I mean, if I wanted to go right now, I can go over there and work now.
Sure. I'm sure you could. The thing is that, do you mean right this minute?
I mean, go over there and work.
You want to go right now?
I mean, I wouldn't mind going over there and working.
Well, I think people have tried to, I mean, like, I wouldn't ask to go right now because I don't see what the need of me being there is when they need primarily physical workers. I mean, I'm sure he'd let me if I wanted to, but I would never think of asking because there's no, I mean, my life isn't in danger right now. And primarily, that's the reason. I mean, if you wanted to go, we could ask him. But I don't think he'd stop you if that, you know.
No, I'm just saying that, you know. Like,
yeah, you
know,
could
like
if you wanted to, but
can.
But I don't think we do things on the basis of want, you know, selfish want or anything.
No, I'm not saying selfish want.
But if you had to, or if there, I mean, the whole thing is that you know it's being, there's all the work that's going into that is not for nothing. I mean, it's not for Jim because he doesn't care whether he lives or dies, and he doesn't even count on, you know, seeing a future for himself.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, I mean, it seems to me anyone who would spend so much of his time building hope for people,
yeah.
I mean, because being a politician, I just don't think he'd be able to, you know, devote his time to the people, you know.
I
right
think
now.
He'd be good at it.
But good at it, he would. He'd be tremendous.
No,
but
he
would not be able to help people because he'd be so busy politicking. And then after, you don't just end winning
that.
An office. Because I just don't see that there's that much that can be done in
but
that.
But the way to do it is, like, you know, like, right now, I don't think there's any chance for revolution in this country right now.
Well, we're not asking for that.
Huh?
We're not asking for that.
I know. But that's, Linda, you know that, you know, like, the only way we're going to do it is, like, to, you know, like, the way we think, you know, in socialism, have a massive revolution, and then
you feel
we're bring, you know, like, the only way he's going to do it is by, like, talking to the people who are in charge and manipulating them to see his point of view.
You feel that way? That's your feeling?
Huh?
That's your feeling?
And talk to the masses and let them see. Let them choose what they want.
Well,
let
I mean...
Let them choose a leader.
You, I mean, I think you, you know, have your own views of how, you know, things are going to go.
Well, I don't know.
But I think, you know, I'm sure you'd be glad to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, well.
But I'm sure he's, you know, thought of all alternatives, you know, and
uh-huh.
He's been...
Well, then it probably wouldn't be interested in what I have to say.
Yeah, he would, because I think
I wouldn't be saying anything new.
Well, no, I mean, maybe he would. You know, maybe he would, you know. Or the dialogue is important because he cares about you.
I don't have anything against him.
Well,
I
didn't think you would, you know.
I mean, I don't have, but I am pissed off, you know. Like, the only thing is, I really liked it up north,
and
I don't like it down here.
Well, maybe that could be.
I don't like it.
You mean in San Francisco or Redwood Valley?
You know, in San Francisco and Redwood Valley.
Well, maybe
I don't like how these people here—they completely distort the whole thing.
Well, it is harder down here. It is harder down here. Maybe you are, would you be interested in moving back up to the...
Not until I get done with school. I graduate this year.
Well, would you be interested in doing that?
I don't know. Maybe then. I don't know.
I mean, I can understand that, you know. I can really understand that because, I mean, it's just... I'm sure it's more frustrating down here for you, you know.
I
don't think... I think Jim is certainly... I mean, if you...
I was phoning continuously.
I know. I'm sure Jim is would be very compassionate to... To your, you know, thing there. I mean, he really does care. He really cares that people, you know, have lives that where they can feel meaningful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It, even though what I said is, you know, that we don't. It's not just a matter of desires. He does care that people operate in a place where they can work, right? You know.
Yeah.
He's felt confidence in you and trust in you, and you've got a lot of capabilities. I bet you're a fantastic nurse, but I do feel that if you hadn't come to the church, that you might not have even found that profession.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Possibly.
You know? I mean, if I weigh my life and how chaotic it was before I came to church, You know, I know I wouldn't have been a social worker.
Yeah.
And everything I've learned, you know, really about caring for people has been from Jim's example, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're saying doing it individually, in a way, even that, you're not doing it individually, because I'm sure that what you've seen here, you know, you may have seen people, you know, of all kinds here. We've got so many. But still, I mean, there have been enough principal people, I'm sure, that, you know, we've all affected each other's lives, and Jim's been the, you know, inspiration.
Well, I think one of the heart, one of the, another another thing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I've told Jim,
mm-hmm.
that I don't care about the healings,
mm-hmm.
you know. Those things, you know, it doesn't even turn me on or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, as far as like reincarnation,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't believe in that either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in, I you know, I just, you know, like, as far as, like, evolution and different things are concerned, I believe in that,
mm-hmm.
scientific. But I don't believe in, like, you know, these things. I just care about, like, the basic humanitarian
mm-hmm.
thing for people. And
well,
I can see that in Jim.
You can believe
you
in
see
that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, all, like, for so long, I used to say how I felt, like, when I was at the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
I was persecuted at those fucking dorms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I say I don't agree with that. Just because I...
Well, it really isn't a good idea to say that,
you
know.
What I'm saying?
It isn't a good idea to say that, because other people have seen things that are
real. Oh, I know.
Real.
But
why
no,
would you need to say it to other people?
Feelings, even about, you know, like reincarnation.
Well, why would you have to say that to other people, though?
Huh?
Why would you have to say it to other people?
Like, you know, like, people be going on and on. I say, hey, you know, like, instead of, you know, they get off into a trip about, like, talking about just getting involved in the healings, or
yeah.
just getting involved in reincarnation.
Yeah.
And they miss the whole point.
Okay, but the thing is...
And I say, hey, you're missing the whole
it's
point.
Meaning
why do you believe in that?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what happens? You mean, they say, what do you mean? You don't believe in it?
Yeah, well.
And so what I don't? I don't. I keep it inside of me. I don't
mm-hmm.
say it. I say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but
why, if I say it, I won't be accepted.
Yeah. Well, I think you should say what you feel to Jim and to people, you know, who...
I mean, I'll say it to you, but
different.
I could never say it to, like...
Mm-hmm.
I could say it to anybody else. I could say it to staff and him. That's why I wanted to talk to staff last week.
Yeah, right. Well, I didn't know that. I mean, did you...
Yeah, I called in and I was told Christine was going to come, and then I called back and I said,
oh,
because I wanted to get everything, what I was going to say, together.
Yeah, right.
And then come down and discuss it with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to talk.
Do you see my, I mean, like, any of my points, like,
mm-hmm.
you may not agree with them, you may not
mm-hmm.
think they're valid, but at least I want you to understand, like, at least what I'm saying,
yeah.
and then maybe you can tell Jim, too, and I'll
sure.
come next week and tell him.
Okay. You mean no?
I mean, I'm not going to go and, like, tell everybody what I think, you know, because
well,
I'm not going to put it down.
Yeah, because it is a real thing,
you know.
He has a
method of doing the way, doing things the way he wants to do them.
Uh-huh.
He has his method of doing what
the,
he wants to do.
The thing is, sometimes I think that that some people don't understand that what he does is, I mean, like, if he sees people get off death row and stuff, I mean, you... It's so connected to us.
I admire that. I really
yeah.
do. I admire that.
You know.
I'm not putting that down. I
mm-hmm.
admire that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
always admired him.
And you know what? One thing I noticed, when I was, before I came to church, I was an intellectual, and I thought, you know, we just talked reality and stuff like that, and you know what I'm saying? That we didn't deal with... people who didn't talk the same language, and we thought we were so hip and so,
yeah.
you know. But I think the thing that's so beautiful about Jim is that he reaches to people, all people, you know, and you, in a way, it seems like you're judging people who have true faith, you know, because they're not as intellectual as you. And in a way, that's kind of, I mean, I was...
Being prejudiced?
Yeah, because it's an assumption that everyone... has the same orientation than you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see your
yeah,
point.
You know.
I'm going to be defensive.
Go
but
ahead.
Like, I see your point, but there's, like, intellectual people on that council in LA here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, instead of, like, them looking at it rationally, they wanted to continue to believe in a God, but replacing Jim as God.
Well, the only thing is that Jim certainly does not imply, if you hear his discussions, he tears that, you know, I mean, if people, what you're saying, though, is people are not all perfect, you know, and
oh,
even
no,
if,
I'm not either.
Okay,
God,
but
no
see,
idea.
Your imperfections may be in another area, but Jim certainly does not present, I mean, he doesn't stand up there like a holy, spiritual fly, you know what I'm saying? And so any place you go, people have different illusions and stuff like that, and he doesn't foster them in any way, and there are a lot of people that aren't that don't believe in illusions. Although I do say that, like Lovey DePina and stuff like that, that is pretty, miraculous. I mean, there's no way else to explain it. It's something paranormal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand, but I don't agree with paranormal.
Huh?
I don't agree with paranormal.
Well, whatever you call it, it doesn't matter what you think about it. Because, I mean, if people serve humanity, it doesn't matter, what you think about it. But I'm just saying that, I mean, I can't deny it because I've just seen it, but it's not the basis of my, commitment, and I don't, it's not a matter of people needing that. It's just that if you see somebody like Lovey who something happened to her, I know it's meaningful to her,
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand your points, too. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, I would really like not next week come down and just talk about it, because like a lot of things like for the last couple of years have really been bugging me, but I know I couldn't say it because it wouldn't be accepted.
Yeah. Well, if you say it to us,
I could go and talk to them, because like after those first 2 years at the dorm and what they put me through, I didn't want to trust anybody.
Uh-huh.
And like, started building up a rapport with someone.
Yeah, right.
And like, I'm just going to tell you everything. I'm going to tell you and tell Karen, Christine, what my thoughts are.
Okay.
I mean, is that fair enough?
Sure.
And I'm not, going to be hostile. I'm not going to go out and write letters or anything else. I want done, too, is I want Carol to be, I don't want you, you don't have to tell my conversations with Carol, but I still want someone to be objective with her.
Sure. Well, I swear, I mean, like, nobody's torn you down. Nobody's torn you down to Carol. You can ask Carol. You can ask her anytime. We haven't torn you down. Believe me, I mean, you can ask. I know Jim thinks highly of you. I do. I mean, I think...
Yeah, you don't have to,
No, I want to...
When you go on like that, I feel like, you're just bullshit.
No, I swear, Jeanette, I swear, because I'll tell you...
To do, I used to have to do...
No, listen. You're not... No, listen, on my children's life, I'll tell you why. Because when we talk upstairs... when we talked upstairs, I felt, that we had a rapport.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, I mean, that's not bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I really felt that way, too.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it seemed real to me. And I don't know, in myself, maybe this is an illusion, but I just can't believe, because I feel you're sensitive. Now, that may be wrong, okay? I may be wrong about you. That could be true. I feel you're sensitive, and I feel that you would understand that for... Black people especially, that we, all of us, even though we may not like it, nobody says we always like to do things, but that we would care enough about working for people who are really deprived,
Yeah, right.
And I feel that you're that way. I think you had it down, no matter, even if you went through some times when you had, at the dorms, when you felt alienated, that you would care about, Black people and stuff. And that if you shouldn't feel that you're alienated just because right now you're not coming, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that nobody would ever hold it against you or anything like that, and we don't think you're doing something.
Oh, I know you wouldn't, and I know a few people
And Jim, but Jim believes in your character.
I know other people would. I know you wouldn't, other people would.
But man, you can't base
I don't care about that.
Yeah, right. All right, You can't base things on that. I mean, But Jim does believe that you have character, and he really does. I mean, he saw that in you, and you, I don't know. That's why I was worried maybe that you had a bad self-image, because that maybe you couldn't believe that. Because what you said right to me, that I was bullshitting you, I swear, on my children's life, I was not bullshitting. I swear on my children's life. You could believe that or not, Right? I really like you, and I know Jim does, and I know there, maybe there are a few people that like you.
A few?
I'm only saying that because you're so dubious.
I'm only teasing with you. Later.
I know, because you're putting me in a bag there. But you want me to make a list? I'll present you with a list of how many people like you. God's sake.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, Carol, did you want to talk to me any further or what?
No, I'll come in next
week. Carol wants to talk to you first, though.
Okay.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay, bye-bye, Linda.
Bye.
Are you gonna maybe next couple weeks I can see you?
Yeah.
Okay. I also wanted to tell you that remember when you told me about the marijuana thing?
Yeah.
And you didn't want Penny to find out.
Yeah.
When I talked to him, I felt I told Father.
Oh, that's good.
But he wouldn't tell Penny.
Oh, that's alright. That's good if you did.
And the reason
it makes you feel better. That's good.
Yeah. Because I thought it was bad. Because, if something did happen, if somebody did tell on you guys that Human did have it,
mm-hmm.
that if the police did bust it or something, he would get sent back to Persia,
Yeah.
He would get risk,
Yeah.
And you would certainly,
yeah.
For being there, for having possession of it.
Right. Okay. Well, you do what you want to do, you make up your own mind, okay?
Okay, were you going to go over to Grandma's?
You're welcome here anytime you want to.
Were you going to go to Grandma's for Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, we thought maybe we could all go meet at Grandma's for Christmas.
Where, who?
Grandma, me and Mom. Ruth,
no, I'm not going to go with Penny's there.
You're not going to go?
No.
Well, if you're not going to go with Penny's there, maybe I can go.
Yeah. Well,
I thought
maybe if you'd like, you can come spend Christmas vacation with me.
Yeah, maybe so.
Huh?
Okay?
Okay, well, I'll let you go then.
Okay, you're not going
to
be here tomorrow?
Huh? No, I have to work tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, nice talking to you.
So write me a letter.
Okay, well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.